It's New 1027, and we have Ramona on the phone. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Ramona, where are you calling in from today? What do you have going on?
We're calling from Springfield, and we're on our way to school and work.
All right, who's we?
Me and my kids.
Bart and Lisa.
All right.
Ramona.
It. Springfield is the Simpsons. It was a Simpsons joke. Oh, okay. Thanks, guys.
Ramona, we got to start Can't Be Karen, and the only way to begin is by getting Karen out of the studio, so kick her out.
Get out of here, Karen.
All right. Good luck, Ramona.
And there she goes.
Thank you.
Karen is headed out of the door. We got five questions ready to go. So far on the show, we've had Donald Trump, Santa Claus, and Ramona.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Again, can you be Karen? Yeah. Okay, then.
Question number one, Ramona. The second installment of the movie Wicked came out this weekend, and to no one's surprise, smashed box office records. What's the name of the movie?
Wicked for Good.
People were surprised to see that the meeting went weirdly well this weekend between the president and who?
Mamdani.
Backlash comments are being thrown at HGTV for wanting to air this.
Oh, God.
3 seconds.
I have no idea.
We'll move on to question number four for Ramona. I Got a Feeling is one of the biggest songs of all time for this band.
Good. Oh, my God. It's
3 seconds. Two.
Uh-oh. One. I don't know.
And here's the final question for Ramona and her children. What social media app at first only allowed 6-second videos?
Musical.ly.
All right, Ramona, you got 2 out of 5 correct on Can't Be Karen. Not such a bad score. We're going to get Karen back into the studio. Let's see how she does. If Karen gets one, you still win the game.
Karen!
So see what happens.
Okay.
Ramona's got to get more correct to win the game. Karen didn't hear anything that happened. Karen, number one. The second installment of the movie Wicked came out this weekend, and to no one's surprise, smashed the box offices. What's the name of the movie?
Wicked for Good.
Yes, everybody got a point for that one. People were surprised to see that the meeting went weirdly well this weekend between the president and who else?
Mamdani.
Yes, it's Zohran Mamdani. Everybody got a point. Backlash comments are being thrown at HGTV for wanting to air this.
Christmas movie. Yeah. Elf, I think it was.
I would have taken Christmas movies. That's the correct answer. You got a point. No point for Ramona. I Got a Feeling is one of the biggest songs of all time for this band.
I got a feeling. Black Eyed Peas.
It's the Black Eyed Peas. Karen gets a point. No point for Ramona and her children. And the final question. What social media app at first only allowed 6-second videos?
Vine.
It's Vine.
Wow.
Karen gets a point. God. 5 out of 5 for Karen. Ramona, 2 out of 5.
Yikes.
Don't worry, Ramona and kids. You got a $100 Toys R Us gift card from Mac and G.
All right.
And an official Can't Be Karen mug.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
And if you use that gift card at American Dream in Toys R Us, they're giving 10% off every single toy donated to our toy drive. How cool is that?
Yay, Toys R Us.
That's amazing. I love it.
All right, Ramona, there's one more thing you got to say.
I Can't Be Karen. But Karen, we're coming back for you.
Can you be Karen? No. Next time, man.
We're helping out Marcus this morning on Blown Off. He and Nina have been dating 3 months, but lately she's blowing him off. She's not responding to any of his calls or texts, and he thinks it's because she sort of mentioned, oh, it would be so cool if we move in together. And he was kind of non-responsive.
He just was like, oh, great.
I mean, it's kind of early.
Is that a reason to blow someone off, though?
I don't know. Calling Nina.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Nina?
Speaking.
Nina, this is Karen, Johnny, and Anthony. You're on the radio with us
good
on
morning.
New 1027 this morning. You won a prize.
Oh, my God. Yay.
Congrats,
finally.
Nina. Oh, finally. Nina, we wanted to set you up on a date with your man, Marcus. We know you've been blowing him off a little bit. We were hoping to get the two of you out to dinner. On the house.
Oh, that's my prize.
Is that not good enough? I mean, what's going on? Do you not want to see Marcus?
I am a little over Marcus, to be honest with you.
Why? What happened?
Well, he just kind of proved to be like a bit of like a cheapo, and I'm just not into it.
A cheapo? Well, because we're giving you the restaurant date or because something else?
No, we met like about 3 months ago, and his birthday was about 2.5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my bestie, Sammy, couldn't make his party, so she was really great and gracious and sent him $25 on Apple Pay to buy, like, a round of shots.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, but he never bought the shots.
Okay.
Which is, like, not even the problem. The problem is that 3 months later, now, the money has expired, and he requested her for the money last week.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus. I can't even. I'm just, like, triggered. This is, like, tacky.
Right.
Like,
okay. That's, like, come on. That's not that bad.
Oh, my God.
Nina, Marcus.
No, I'm sorry.
Marcus.
You're just the worst. You cannot get on the phone and listen to me say all this.
Are you kidding me? You're f***ing ghosting me because I didn't claim my birthday gift.
Are you screaming at me on the radio right now?
Yeah.
Are you listening to this, you guys? Cheap ass. What the hell? No wonder I blow you off. You treat my friend like how dare you? You are disrespectful.
I did buy shots. I did. I just used my money, not your money, okay? I claimed the gift.
Oh, my God. You're such a I can't. You guys, I'm so over this. I can't. You guys, I cannot. Not what I want with my morning.
All right, okay. Nina, you don't have to stay on the phone.
Marcus, it is a bit to claim a birthday gift 3 months later. Who hung up?
Nina, she's gone.
Oh, man. Marcus, do you kind of see where she's coming from?
No.
You didn't cash in the gift from her friend, and now you had to ask her friend for it. It's kind of like not a good look.
It was my birthday.
3 months ago,
this
Marcus.
This is true. Okay.
Karen Carson in the morning on New 102.7.